So as is common throughout the Gospels, there's confrontation between Jesus and the religious leaders. And oftentimes throughout the Gospels, the scriptures tell us that Jesus was able to read their hearts. He knew their intention. So were they really asking, were they really honest in their intention for the questions they asked? Were they really seeking out the source of Jesus' authority? Or are they simply self-serving, trying to satisfy themselves and to secure their place of prominence within the community? For they had the proper lineage, they had the proper authority to teach and to do these things. Christ knew their heart. He knew what they were longing for. Christ knows our hearts. He knows what we long for. He knows what is our intention and what is the direction of our spirits. The responsorial psalm, the beautiful psalm number 63. The response was, "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God." Is this the truth for each one of us? Do we really thirst for the living God? O God, you are my God, for whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts. Is this the truth? Jesus tells us in Matthew's Gospel and the Sermon on the Mount that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. The scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests clearly were not hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Maybe self-righteousness, but not the righteousness of God that Jude talked about at the end of that first reading. To the one who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us unblemished and exalted in the presence of his glory to the only God, our Savior. Is this the righteousness for which we seek? For through Christ our Lord be glory, majesty, power, and authority. Allow the Lord permission to search out your hearts, to purify your hearts and your intentions. Ask our Blessed Mother, who was singularly devoted to our Lord, to his will. Ask her, through her intercession, to purify your hearts so that you can ask the right questions, but for the right reason. Ask for that grace to hunger and thirst for righteousness. For if you do, you will be satisfied. Amen.